Please welcome back to the stage of the now legendary Glaswegian Manor, Bill Bailey. Concepts, and really, insofar as that doesn't exist, time for us doesn't really exist. And at that point, the bloke said to me, just give me a rough idea of the time, mate. And that's one of my problems. I tend to analyse too much, or maybe not enough. It can get you into trouble. I was at school, and there was a teacher who said, if we get enough monkeys and enough typewriters, eventually one of them will type the entire works of Shakespeare. And I said, this wouldn't happen today, would it? Kid would just shout out, get a laptop, Google it. But in the olden days, I said, miss, what kind of monkey is it? If it was a golden lion tamarin, its paws would be too small to press down the keys. But if it was a large silverback mountain gorilla, it would press down too many keys, they'd become jammed. And anyway, if it could use a typewriter, surely it would work in a more modern idiom. Detention? What do you mean? It's fraught with risk if you try and overanalyze. I was in a pub recently, I overheard two blokes talking. One of them said to the other, you know that Mugabe, right? He's like a black Hitler. Right? And I said, I don't think he is, although conceptually I'd like that to occur just to see the look on the BNP's faces. Well, so as an analogy, I don't think that works, because Mugabe's not trying to annex neighbouring nations, you know, he doesn't see Zimbabweans as the master race. If anything, what he's doing is persecuting the intellectuals and forcibly reinstating a Maoist-style return to an agrarian society. So, if anything, he's a black Pol Pot. And the bloke said, well, I shall endeavour to become more circumspect about my dictator-based analysis in the future. And with that, he unfurled his beautiful wings and flew out over the crystal lake, because he was merely a conceptual entity. He did well, and I granted him a magical exit from the routine. So, anyone know what this is? Mine. Is it mine? Yes, it's mine! You should not have it! Apart from him being mine, yes, right. Precious. Heckle but gone. That's a letter first. Precious! So it's been a great night. Thank you for coming in. It's not battleships, no. They were? A reader. Yes. Oh, it's here. Like a Kindle, like an Amazon read. No?
It's Japanese.
A big one? A breeder. I love it. Do you know what? I love the accent. God bless it. One of my favourite accents. And I'd like to tell you a story about one of my friends, Rosie, right? Rosie, she's Glaswegian. She's got a very strong Glaswegian accent. We were in Amsterdam in a bar, right? And she went up to the bar, she went, put it like her! This more isn't exactly how it was. She spoke quite loud and she said, put it like her! And the barman said, I'm sorry, I don't understand. What are you saying? He's being Dutch. I don't understand. I said, put it like her! And she said, Bill, doesn't understand what I'm saying. I said,